precious eternal Father. Lord Jesus, we want to confess that we believe, Lord. Lord Jesus, help down our unbelief, Lord. Be gracious unto us, Father. Lord, while we thank you, Lord, for the way you helped us, Lord, since this week started, Lord, in your divine presence here on Sunday. We thank you and we are very, very grateful for all that you did and accomplished in the lives of each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Since then, Lord, it has been your help unto us in our, Lord, individual master responsibilities and activities, Lord. Thank you that you have made a way for us once again to be in your house this evening. Lord, we are very, very grateful. Thank you that you have kept us safe and secured in your arm, Lord, in our endeavors, Lord Jesus. We say, blessed be thy name, Lord. Heavenly Father, we just commit ourselves to your great holy hands this evening. Help us once again, Master. Give us understanding. Give us a revelation of your word. May your word, Master, Lord, do something good in our lives, Father. Lord Jesus, when we shall go into prayer, may you help us to pray, Master. Anoint us, inspire us to pray. Pray in us and pray through us with glory that cannot be altered, Father. Lord, and give us faith to believe our prayers, Lord. And at the end of the service, we'll have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Blessed be thy name, Father. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You are welcome to the midweek prayer meeting as we take our Bible and open to the book of Psalms. Psalms 65. We read verses 1 to 4. The book of Psalms, chapter 65, from verses 1 to 4. Praise waited for thee, O God, in Zion, and unto thee shall the vow be performed. O thou that heareth prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against me. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. May the Lord Jesus add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. You can please be seated. God bless you. We want to look at this sermon Brother Branham preached. He titled it, The Approach to God. I just wish to follow the prophet through in this sermon. The Approach to God. He preached in 5501-23 in the afternoon. 5501-23. Now, Brother Branham started by saying that if you look at that scripture, he's talking about some key things in that scripture. Don't forget the approach to God. Now, the key thing in that scripture that we read is talking about God choosing a man. To do what? And he caused it. God, he caused the man to approach. Unto him. That is the first thing. It was God who chose the man. It was God who chose the woman. It was not the man who chose himself. It was not the man who caused himself to approach or wanted to approach unto God. It was God who chose and caused the man to approach unto him. And that man approaching unto him, he caused him to do what? To come into his what? His court. Praise the Lord. So if you read, let me try to read that. After the scripture, reading. Abraham said, "Now may the Lord add his blessing to this reading of this word." And now the psalmist here said, blessed is the man who God has chosen to approach him, that he may dwell in his court, that God has chosen to approach him. Oh, how I believe the Holy Spirit could really dig some things out of there if we had the time to do it. Now notice, blessed is the man whom thou art chosen to approach thee, that he, that is the chosen one to approach thee, may dwell in thy court, and we will be satisfied in thy temple. Praise the Lord. That God, there is, if you look at that scripture, let's go to this Bible verse. The latter part, that he may dwell in thy courts, we shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house. Is there satisfaction in the house of the Lord? Sure. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy only temple. Praise the Lord. There is goodness in the house of the Lord. There is a lot of blessing in the house of the Lord. There is a lot of blessing coming to the house of the Lord. May God help us. So the man that God has chosen to approach unto him and to come to his court, the man is blessed. Are we blessed? Praise the Lord. So don't forget, we are taking the sermon, the approach to God. Okay, let's continue. Abraham said, now, paragraph 7. Now notice the approach to God. God has a way of approach. You know, if you are going to visit a king, there is a way you approach a king. There is a way to approach. Well, let's make it more simpler than that. The boy that wants to approach the young lady to get acquainted with her, there is a certain approach. You just can't come up there and say, "Hey there, like to meet you," and shake your hand. And if she's a real lady, guess that's what Barbara wants to say, she will let you know where to get in and off at. All right. That is a certain way. There is a certain way you want to approach it. You want to come up with respect to the lady and so forth. Nobody approaches his wife to be with rudeness. You approach it saintly and with respect. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. I don't want to stretch that. And there is a way to approach all things. And there is a way to approach God. And if we don't know the approach to God, we will never be able to get an audience with God. See? You have to know. In a court, you just don't walk up and the judge is on the stand and say, "Hey, judge, I want to talk to you a little bit." Somebody will throw you out of the courtroom, lock you up for disorderly conduct. But there is a way you must approach. There is a way you must be in the court. There is a way. If you are making noise in the court, you are calling trouble for yourself. And there is a way you address a judge in the court. Even if the judge is your father, it's your son. There is a way you must approach that judge. Otherwise, you will get yourself in trouble. Praise the Lord. Okay. So there is a way you have to approach the judge. And we must find a way to approach the great divine judge, God himself. When one time, okay, let's leave that. Let's come to paragraph 9. Now, when a man has become a son, if he's going to approach his father, he just walk up to the father and say, "Father, I come to visit you or to see you about something." That's his approach. But now, to the stranger, there is another approach. You see? And there is an approach to God for many different things. Now, if I was going, if my father is alive and I wanted to approach him on a financial matter, I will be a little, I mean, it will be a little different from another kind of an approach. Sorry. Okay. I want to tell him how much I thought of him and so forth. Is the approach you have to use to meet God. Praise the Lord. Even our Lord Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. When in Matthew chapter 6, say, our Father, who art in heaven. Can we go to that scripture? Hallowed be thy name. Praise the Lord. You don't just go to God and say, God, give me this, give me this, give me this. That's not the right approach. The Lord Jesus Christ taught us how to pray. Is that Matthew chapter 6? Am I right? Excuse me. Is it there? Okay, yes, chapter 6, verse 9. Yes. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day. When he give us this day, come to be. After he has hallowed God, and he has prayed that thy kingdom come, that will be done in heart as it is in heaven. It was after that he said, give us this day our what? Our daily bread. So you don't just go to God and start knocking on God. God, give me this, give me this, give me this. At least you must worship the Lord first. You must honor the Lord first. You must tell him how you love him and how you appreciate him for what he has done for you in the past. Praise the Lord. And believe that your coming now, when the Lord Jesus Christ was to pray in the grave of Lazarus. What did he say? He said, Father, I thank you that you always hear me. How did he start? He thanked the Father first. I thank you that you always hear me. And he said, it is this prayer is not for me, but that these people might believe that thou hast sent me. And he said, Lazarus, come forth. So before you start asking God what you need, we must approach him, thank him for what he has done in the past, bless him and honor him, hallowed his name, before we start asking for our request. Praise the Lord. Let's continue. So Rabbi was talking about if his father were here and he wants to approach him for a financial something, I will tell him how much I thought of him and so forth. Is the approach you have to use to meet God. Are you there? Okay, Rabbi said, let's go in. No, come down. I want to read the tone on the top. Okay, that's okay. My father was living. I want to approach him on a financial matter. It will be a little different from another kind of an approach. I want to tell him how much I thought of him and so forth. Is the approach you have to use to meet who? God. Praise the Lord. Now let's continue. Now, when man sinned, this is another side. Now, when man sinned back in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, he separated himself and severed himself from all approach to God, his very lifeline. If you have a son or a daughter, let's say a man, my daughter, little, maybe when Ruth was very little, and she poo poo on the body, mess up on the body. I will not just carry her like that and put her on my bosom. No. First, what is the first thing? We must deal with that poo-poo first. Clean her up before I will carry her and put her on my body, on my bosom. Such is what Abraham is saying here. Now when man sinned back in the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, he severed himself and separated himself from all approach to God. His very lifeline. He was separated from his maker with no will at all to ever see him again because his sin. His unbelief in trusting God has separated him. That's the only sin there is. Is your sin of unbelief. Unbelief is your sin. And the only reason today that we are not where we should be is because of our unbelief. That's it. It's because the miracles and things isn't in the church as they should be is because of unbelief separating us. And because that the poor man out there is a sinning and murder and stuff in our world today and all kind of disastrous things happen is because of unbelief in God. That's all. If we believe, there is just two things. You either believe or believe not. Either one. If you do believe, then the works of righteousness follow a believer. And if we do not believe, the work of righteousness follow. Lying, stealing, theft, and so forth is attribute of unbelief. And long-suffering patience, goodness, mercy, and so forth are the attributes of belief in God, or faith in God. But when man was cut off without no way to approach, his only lifeline, everything was cut off. He was left darkly, hopelessly, without any way at all to ever approach his maker or the maker. And then, when God come down unto the man, I want you to notice this. Now we are coming to big part of the sermon. Now when God come down unto the man, I want you to notice this. It's always God unto the man. No man hunts for God. Did you ever think of that? That no man at any time or at any age ever did within himself desire to serve God. Never has been. His nature is against it. Now, he might have some kind of an intellectual thought. It is that he does believe God. But when he actually really believes God, he becomes converted and a new creature as soon as he believes God. He may be intellectually believing God, but when he believes from his heart, then he is converted and becomes a member of the body of Christ. When he is converted from his heart, not from his intellect. But man never sees God. God sees man. God, his nature is holy and high. The man in the fall is low and degraded. And a man without God is never, I guess I might as well say it, isn't it? He's not mentally right. Let me read that again. The man in the fall is low and degraded. And a man without God is never in his right, is not mentally right. That's exactly right. I can prove it that a man without God is no more than a brute. Now, that sounds very deep, but I can prove it to you. And the only reason that we have a civilization today is because of Jesus Christ. People say that the religion of Jesus Christ runs you crazy. I give you right now, it gives you your right mind. And you are not right, you do find him. That's true. Now, I don't mean to hurt your feelings, brethren, or gentlemen, or ladies. I don't want to do that. But I mean to actually put the thing just the way it is, exactly. Christ never makes you lose your mind. He gives you your mind. After you have lost it, it's the devil that makes you lose your mind. It's a demon. Praise the Lord.
I will give you an instance. Okay, let me get to paragraph 15. Look, the man of Gadara, see. Okay, maybe five minutes. The man of Gadara, when he meets Jesus, he was restored to his right mind. And a man without his right mind, no matter how much intellect he has, he is still not sane yet. A man without knowing Christ is nothing more hardly in himself than a brute. For passion and lust, he will throw the baby out of a mother's arm and ravish her because of his own beastly lust. That's right, certainly he will. He will take poison of alcohol and stuff into his body and tobacco and stuff that will poison him and kill him, thinking he is a smart, educated person. See, he don't know any different. You've got to become born again, and then to that man you become foolish. But in the sight of God, is become blessed. Praise the Lord. Let me give you an instance of what Abraham is saying. Sorry, what I want to say, I pray nobody will misunderstand. And what I want to say happened in this environment. Nobody knows. I don't know whether Abraham Moses knows about the case. Many years back, I wouldn't want to talk aloud. When I was transferred to Ogbomosho, our zonal office was decentralized because of the problem that we have at hand, the problem of Guinea worm. So I was transferred to only a local government in Ogbomosho to lead the team there. That will eradicate Guinea worm. So then, because Orire local government was one of the most endemic local governments in the country. If you are ranking it, Orire local government will come around one to five, between one to five. If not the second or the third most endemic local government in the country. So I was transferred to Orire to lead the team there in the eradication of Guinea worm. So then, at about the same time, your state also made some appointment of some doctors. And they made them to be the head of the primary health care in all the local government. So about that time, we met in Orire local government. So there was a program that we did that he took interest in me because I was the leader, I had to explain to them what we are facing with, the problem we are facing with, and how we are trying our best to eradicate the disease. So the doctor took interest in me, and we became friends. So even when I had accident, I think later he gave me some money. Then when God bless us with our first daughter, Ruth. At that time, we were here at Olugweru. He came to the house. He also gave us some money then. Now, where am I going? This doctor, later I find out that he has a house somewhere around here. Now, after God helped us in Ogbomosho, our local government, Because within two years, God helped us, we were able to eradicate the disease from that place. Because that's the minimum year you can use to eradicate in any place. So I was transferred back to Ibarapa. So Ibarapa was sharing about the same level of Guinea worm endemicity with Orire at the time I went there. So when Ibarapa was not going, I was transferred back to Ibarapa. So I left Orire, came to Ibarapa. That was when we came back to Ibadan. So this man there, this medical doctor, is a well-known doctor, an expert in operation. He operates very expertly. So he knows the job. He's educated. He knows the job very well. He's not a quack doctor at all. I think he graduated from the University of Ghana. So he was transferred to his own local government at one of the Okiogu local governments. I think there he contacted a demon, a medical doctor. Because somebody told me that was where he contacted this demon. So a medical doctor that is an expert that knows everything about medicine, he had to degrade himself low enough to be taking local genes. And that thing entered to him so much until that thing was killing him. At a point, he told me that he was admitted in UCH, a doctor, and the doctors told him that this is his problem. He should stop taking this local gene. But this demon will not allow him to stop it. He will go, he will find his way to get where this local gene, you know, that local gene, when they are very conk, they destroy the body. There's a way they look at a point that makes you to know that this person is going. It was at that point when my wife and myself visited him in his house around here. And I told him that, look, why don't you come to our church? Because he knows this place. He has been passing. He said whenever he passes here, I guess maybe when he's coming to around this area, you know, that is when he passes here, he said he knows this place. He said, why don't you come to our pastor? At least our pastor can pray for you and God can break this demon in your life. And he said, he has heard, but he never stepped here. So after, I don't think it's up to a year after I told him there, that, or maybe a year plus, that thing killed him. A medical doctor. You see, ordinarily, intellectually, you should think that he should be able to know that this thing will kill me and stop it. But that thing, that demon has entered to him for him to lose his mind. His wife is still there, a widow. I don't know whether Abraham Moses knows about the doctor. He's a known medical doctor in Oyo State. So it is the religion of Jesus Christ. We make us to have our mind. Make us to have what? Our right mind. It is demons. You see, everything that a man does that is out of ordinary, something is responsible for it. There's no doubt about that. Anything a man does that is out of ordinary, a spirit is responsible for it. And it takes God, like we all know, that when Satan hold a man tight, it takes only God to do what? To deliver that man. And it's only Jesus Christ that can deliver that man. It's not intellectual teaching or intellectual whatever. Intellectual knowledge cannot deliver you. It takes Jesus to actually break the yoke of that demon. Praise the Lord. Well, there are testimony we could give. Abba, maybe you know, I've given so many testimony here of how God delivered me from my own evil spirit, from the evil spirit that Satan attacked me with. And demons, that is why I used to tell the children, there is no other thing you can be other than being a Christian. There is no doubt about that. Oh, how many attacks shall we talk of? Ask the ministers. How many attacks shall we talk of sometimes in the night? But God will deliver us. How many things shall we? You see, I was thinking a few weeks ago that see, the benefit that the Christian enjoys from God is not small. Oh, mercy. Some of us that work with unbelievers, we see a lot of things. We go through a lot of things. You see, even if Somebody poison you or try to poison you. Jesus Christ said, they shall, even if they eat poison, it will not do what? It will not harm them. You see, take, I was saying about Katari, there is nothing Satan can do to achieve his way in the life of a child of God. It's not possible. Because God guides his life. The angel of the Lord encamped around him. And God, the eyes of the Lord is following him. You see, how can Satan just now come and achieve what he wants to do in the life of a Christian when all these things are around the Christian? It's not possible. So everywhere we go, the eyes of the Lord is following you. And the angel of the Lord is encamped around you. So no weapon, the Bible says, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. Praise you, the Lord. A lot of benefits we enjoy. Things that we know that this is what Satan wants to do, this is what Satan is trying to do, and God will just deliver you. Praise, may God help us. You see, I was thinking when I was preparing for this sermon, if God will open our eyes to some things. You see, God is wise. That is why God will not open our eyes to some things. Because if God should open our eyes to some things, we will live our life in fear. That is why we will not open our eyes to some things. Like the story, let me tell this story before we go to pray. And the story Pastor mentioned some years back about, I think he came back from Ghana then. So he told us the story many years back. He said there were three fishes. They went to God. They went to God. They said, God, these big fishes are killing us. You see, want you to do something about this. God said, what would you that I should do to you? One of them said, God, you know, give me eyes over all my body, that I will be seeing them and I will be running away from them. God said, it is done for you. And God gave him eyes to be seeing the big fishes. You know, he wants to rest. He will see them. He will run. He wants to sleep because he will say, he will run. That one is enough to do what? To kill him. The other one said, oh God, give me wings that can fly. That when the big fish are coming, I will be able to fly away from inside the water and fly to another place. God said, I've given it to you. So he has wings. So anytime you see them, they will fly up and go to another place. Until the big fish are saying that, we say that this is a strange fish. If strange fish, everybody is attracted to this strange fish. When he flies, he will fly up and fly down. Maybe one day just by flying the mouth of one of the big fishes. But one of them said, oh God, just protect me. That is enough for me. Just protect me. So that one, nothing disturbs him. Everywhere he goes, he knows he's protected. He's at rest. And everywhere he goes to sleep, he knows that God is protecting him when he's sleeping. Because God said, that I've given to you. So that is the only one that was saved. And the Bible says, he that sitteth in the secret place of the Most High shall do what? Shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Oh, praise ye the Lord. That's why the best thing to be on this earth is to be what? Is to be a Christian. That's why all of us, children, you must strive to be that. Be a Christian. And then you know you are saved and secured in the hand of Jehovah. Whatever comes, whatever goes, you know God has kept you. You are in the hand of God. God said, he said, your name, you are written in the palms of my hands. Who can take you from the hand of the Lord? May God help us. As we bow down our heads. We just the background for this sermon. God helping us will continue. Let us commit ourselves to the hand of the Lord. Let's thank him for his goodness and his mercies unto us. God bless you, sir. Let's thank him for his grace and faithful and protection upon us. Daily evil that God is protecting us, keeping us, caring for us, and providing for our needs daily. Let's bless him and praise his holy name for all that he has been unto us. Shall we pray? In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Maybe you want, you have a request, and you want God to help you. Why don't you raise your hand to the Lord, not to the minister, but to the Lord Jesus Christ, that he might help you. As a servant, we pray for us.
Our gracious Father, we thank you very much for your word that we have just had, though in a short time, the approach to God. Dear Lord, just as the scripture said, that the man and the woman that you choose and you cause to approach unto you is blessed. I want to thank you very much for this great honor you have done for us in choosing us to be yours and giving us, O God, the privilege to approach unto you. Lord, especially this wonderful and glorious message that you have sent unto us, have made it so simple for us to know the right way to approach you. We thank you very much. Many people serve you, they don't even know your name. Lord, the person they are talking to, we thank you for the revelation that you have given unto us. May your name be glorified. Righteous Master, you have done so much for us, more than we can tell. Lord, but it will take eternity for us to appreciate you and to worship you for all you have been to us. Especially, Lord, we that have found favor in your sight, Lord, to have been given a portion of your spirit, we thank you very much. We have learned to cast our cares upon you because we know that you care for us. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we ask, Lord, that you help us to, more than ever before, never carry our bodies on ourselves, because we cannot care for ourselves. You are the only body bearer that we have. And you have told us to just bring our bodies unto you and to leave them there. And as we do that tonight, may your grace be upon each one of us. May we do it, O eternal Father, with all our heart, O God, that when we leave them there, the bodies will not go back home with us. We want to remember every brother, every sister tonight who have not entered into this inner veil yet. We pray that you will be gracious unto each one. There is no way we can explain, Lord, the benefits of being your child, of being a Christian. There is no how any man can explain it. Oh God, it will only be the experience when someone enters inside that he can know what it is. Be gracious unto our people. May you visit each one of them, dear Father. May they find the key tonight to surrender unto you, that you might take over their life. Let it be, dear Father. Bless this word to our heart. As we go into the prayer session, we pray that your grace will anoint us, O Father, to pray as become a saint, and to believe you with all our heart, O Father. Your children that have one request or the other, thou art God that sees every hand and knows the request behind everyone. May you meet them, dear Father, that each one of them will become a testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Lord, those that came to the altar, there's a reason they are there. May you meet them at the point of their knees. Thank you, gracious Lord. Bless your servant and recall him and strengthen him, dear Father. Be with us as we continue with the prayer session. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
God bless you. Let's sing this song before I hand over to the associate pastor. M80, A Friendship with Jesus. No, the song carries message on its own. So let's fellowship on the wordings of the song. Let's go.
Oh, a friend of Jesus. Oh, what bliss that once so vile as I. Oh, you ever a friend like
thank you very much for this sweet fellowship that we have had in your presence. We are grateful unto you for the midweek service, the worship service, the hymns and the choruses that were sung by your children. Lord, from sanctified lips to praise your name. We thank you, O God, for the reading of the scriptures and the preaching of your word as the time permitted. Approach unto God. We thank you for the blessing that we receive, Lord, from your word that we have heard. We are so grateful unto you. Thank you, dear Lord, for the privilege we have again to talk to you, Lord, on so many requests. Appreciation for things that you do for us, that you are doing for us, and that you promised to do. And also, our needs that we have presented before you. Dear Lord, each time we talk to you, we are speaking with assurance. Because you that made the promises, you have the provisions already to meet the needs before you ask us to ask. So we are grateful unto you that we have you as such a Father we can present our needs to. We bless your holy name. Therefore, and you have also told us that when we have any requests and we ask, say we should believe that we have received them. Say then shall we have them. That we have done tonight, Heavenly Father. And we believe, O God, that this request, the substance of them are ours already. As we go believing and confessing that they are ours, Lord, may your angel confirm them unto us. And when you do for us each of these requests, Lord, help us to return back with appreciation. Lord, as you said in the scriptures, Lord, when you bless 10 people and only one came to show appreciation, say we are at the 9. Help us to show appreciation for everything that you do for us. Have your way, Father. As we go back to our homes, may your grace go with us. Protect us on the highway and the byway, dear Father. Whichever means we go to our homes, may your angel guide the way, O God. Give us a peaceful night rest. The rest of the week is your hand. May your grace see us through, O God. Be with travelers, be with students, be with workers, be with business people. May you prosper your people, O Father. Give all of us good and perfect health, O God. Those who are down, may you raise them up, O God. Thank you, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, we commit the nation into your hand. We just pray for mercy because we, your children, we are still here. We ask, O God, that you help us, Lord, day by day, to believe you and to depend upon you. That no matter what goes or comes, you always meet with all our needs. Thank you, righteous Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, by Friday, the tape that we listen to may do our souls good. And Lord, by Sunday also, when your children will gather, send your blessings down, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. Your servant that went to Bakata, we pray you bring him back safely tonight. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray for your servant that you have used for this evening service here, that you renew his strength, lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, each time he has the privilege to speak to your people, may you always take him higher, O God. Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church for the midweek service and the blessings that we have received already. God bless you richly. We want to welcome Brother Sam Mamadou from Auchi. God bless you, sir. God bless you. That's the junior brother of Sister Martins Anero. And Brother Ebenezer Andrew, you're also welcome. He was with us last Wednesday, but I just missed greeting him before he left. I hope all of us know him. Let them see you now. The way you wave, and that is Brother Ebenezer Andrew. God bless you. Yeah. That's the junior brother of Sister. What's her first name again now? Fisayo, I think. I think she bears Fisayo. Yes, Sister Fisayo Andrew, that was with us because she did her master's there in Nevada. And God bless you. She is a singer. He sang one special in Lagos. So, in fact, I think. They think she'll be okay. I said, ma, that's wonderful. And we also want to greet Sister Eunice Sabolade. I can't see her, right, but I think she's somewhere. God bless you. God bless you. Yeah. God bless you. God bless you richly. We listen to tape on Friday as usual. And God willing, on Saturday, I hope to do the surgery that I'm supposed to do. And then trust that the Lord will make the recovery time short. Grant all your prayers until then. May the Lord keep all of us. Shall we rise? Right. 218. When I consider the works of my God. Oh, when I consider the works of my God.
He said, I will.